Time for a visit with Stern, AG, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And we'll find out who's on the line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
It's Mark Myers. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, sir. Well, I tell you, yesterday was a big day. We saw the market soar for the biggest rally we've had for the whole 2009. It's the biggest rally we've had since, I think, it's October back in 2013. We saw the Dow jump 274 points, and we saw the S&P 500 jump 33 points. And this all came on the heels of the Federal Reserve as they reassured investors that its first interest rate hike would not come until it deemed the economy could withstand it. The Fed has said that it would not raise rates for it, and I quote, a considerable time. The Federal Reserve officials have become more concerned about weak growth overseas and the impact of a strengthening U.S. dollar on the domestic economy, and that disappointing growth in Europe, Japan, and China would crimp U.S. Exports. But we did get this morning weekless jobless claims, and that number came in at 287,000, and most economists were looking for about 294,000. So that was a little bit better than what we were expecting. Now, different companies to watch this morning, look at AT&T, AT&T Wireless. You may want to look at your bills a little close on them, especially your older bills, because you may have money coming back from them. The Federal Trade Commission said yesterday that AT&T has agreed to a hefty $105 million settlement after the government accused the company of unlawfully billing customers for hundreds of millions of dollars in bogus charges, which is a practice known as cramming. The settlement includes $80 million will be paid to the FTC for consumer refunds. The charges appeared on AT&T phone bills, but were from third-party companies for services people never asked to receive or were duped into subscribing to. And the fees were usually around $9.99 a month, and AT&T kept about 35% of the unauthorized charges. Now, consumers seeking refunds should go to the FTC's website, where they can make a claim for charges dating back to 2009. And look at PepsiCo this morning. The beverage and snacks maker reported quarterly profit of $1.36 a share that beat estimates by 7 cents a share, and revenue beat consensus as well. And Pepsi also raised its full-year forecast. So that stock is up about 2% this morning. And look at L Brands, which is the Victoria's Secret parent, reported a 6% increase in September same-store sales, and analysts were looking for only about 3.5% increase. So that stock is up as well. And Alcoa, that stock is up strongly this morning, as they reported third-quarter profit of 31 cents per share that beat estimates handily by 8 cents a share. Revenue also came in above estimates, with Alcoa's results helped by higher aluminum prices and lower costs. Now, it does look like the stock is going to pull back, or the market as a whole is going to pull back a little bit this morning. It looks like the Dow is going to open up down around 60 points. But after yesterday's nice rally of 270 points, that's not so bad.
Not bad at all, and it's interesting how quickly things can turn around.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the day before we were down around 270 points and bounced right back from that.
All right, Mark, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mark Myers of Stern, AG, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Bounce back yourself. Ask a question of Mark. He'd love to hear from you. You could call him, area code 479-782-2527.